There is no change in corporate policy at Domtar. Still, an environmental group is applauding the owners of the Eyre Falls sawmill and Dryden pulp mill. Earthroots says Domtar is being a good corporate citizen by staying out of the Whiskey Jack Forest near Grassy Narrows First Nation. It's also an opportunity for Earthroots to contrast Domtar's virtues with Weyerhaeuser, the last remaining company doing business in the Whiskey Jack. David Sohn speaks for Earthroots. He talks now with the CBC's Jody Porter.
Domtar has committed that they will not use wood from Grassy Narrows' forests unless the conflict with Grassy Narrows has been resolved. So in doing that, they now join a growing list of companies who have agreed to respect human rights in Grassy Narrows. And really what they've done is they've left Weyerhaeuser as the only major logging company left in northwestern Ontario who refuses to take no for an answer and respect the rights of the people of Grassy Narrows.
Tell me a little bit about how Domtar came to this decision.
Well, we've been corresponding with Domtar about this issue for a number of years now. Of course, one can only speculate about the basis for their business decisions. But Domtar is a company who's committed to 100% Forest Stewardship Council certification for their operations. And that certification system is the only credible certification system in North America, and it requires the companies gain the consent of First Nations communities before logging on their territory. So in order to attain that certification standard, Domtar is required to respect Grassy Narrows' rights.
And what does this mean in terms of where Weyerhaeuser is in this now?
It means that Weyerhaeuser has their head in the sand. You know, they're really stuck in another century, it seems. You know, the time where companies can just operate with impunity without thinking about the rights of the communities and the people in the forests that they work in, you know, are quickly ending. And Weyerhaeuser seems, you know, really drastically behind the curve on this. All their peers have made the right decision about Grassy Narrows. Weyerhaeuser continues to refuse to respect human rights in Grassy Narrows. Certainly the number of mills that are potential destinations for anyone logging in Grassy Narrows territory is becoming a very short list. And so the viability of any kind of logging operation in Grassy Narrows territory is quickly dwindling. Weyerhaeuser now has the obvious challenge of, will it meet the bar that its peers have set? Will it commit to take no for an answer and respect human rights in Grassy Narrows? Or will it continue to go against the flow and operate as if human rights don't matter?
And just remind us again why human rights are an issue when it comes to logging near Grassy Narrows.
Well, you know, the people of Grassy Narrows have been saying for a long time that they rely on the forests around them to hunt, to fish, to trap, for their culture, for their spirituality, to feed their families. And when companies like Weyerhaeuser go in and clear-cut the forest without any agreement from the community, they destroy the ability of that community to sustain themselves. And in the case of Grassy Narrows, as in many communities, the damage that the clear-cutting is doing to Grassy Narrows' culture and health and livelihood is piled on top of the damage that's already been done by residential schools, by relocation, by mercury poisoning. So they're really compounding an already difficult situation in Grassy Narrows. And right now, you know, they're the primary irritant that's stopping the community from healing and rebuilding the culture and economy that they need to flourish.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
That's David Sohn, a forest campaigner at Earthroots in Toronto. Now, negotiations are continuing between Weyerhaeuser, Grassy Narrows, and the provincial government to settle an ongoing dispute over logging rights near that community.